Japan announced today that it's temporarily suspending imports of poultry from Thailand after reports of bird flu in Thailand. Last week, Japan stopped poultry imports from Vietnam. At least 5 people in Vietnam have died from the disease. The outbreak of bird flu in Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries has prompted the World Health Organization to institute an emergency plan to prevent a worldwide epidemic in humans. In Geneva, Klaus Stör is project leader of the WHO's influenza program. The WHO created this emergency plan in 1999, but isn't this the first time it's been used?
Pandemic events have occurred 11 times since the last big outbreak, which we call pandemic in 1968. This outbreak is special as we have this highly pathogenic avian influenza virus occurring in very many countries at the same time. This is an unprecedented event, and we have now death and disease in one country, and there are indications that other countries may also be reporting.
What exactly is the WHO doing?
One of the most important things is to reduce the possibility that a pandemic occurs. The first thing is to get rid of the animal reservoir. We provide countries with diagnostic test kits. We give recommendations on how people who are killing these chickens or exposed to infected farms can protect themselves. We have a team on the ground in Vietnam which assesses the local situation, advises the government on how to step up surveillance and protect people, and we're also working currently on the development of a pandemic vaccine.
A traditional flu vaccine takes months to produce in laboratories. How fast can you get a vaccine into production?
It will also take months. The vaccine production, of course, will be done by vaccine companies. We identify the pandemic strains. We will develop a prototype strain, and then we'll give this vaccine prototype strain to vaccine companies. The next step will then be to coordinate the clinical trials, which have to commence immediately. All this will take certainly many months, and that's why WHO has started now, in order to be ready in case this virus would turn out to be a pandemic strain.
5 deaths, while tragic, would seem a long way away from a worldwide epidemic, especially when there's been no cases of human-to-human spread.
We call this virus a virus which has pandemic potential. The real threat is that this virus would exchange genetic information with the currently circulating human influenza viruses. And that would then give rise to a completely new virus which would have the characteristics of the chicken virus to cause disease and kill people, and would have the capacity to transmit as rapidly as we see it from normal influenza virus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Klaus Stör is project leader of the World Health Organization's Global Influenza Program.